You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you. A couple of days after Christmas. Hope you had a great one. I'm joined by the executive director of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is back, and we're doing a little year-end something today, aren't we, Russ?
Yeah, so this is not my favorite thing to do, is to pick the best movies of the year, because who am I to choose? But I do see a lot of movies.
You most certainly do. And I think you have a well-respected taste.
Well, so what I'm doing, I'm actually following a guy that I really like, Kenneth Turin, who's
an NPR
critic.
Yeah, does a lot for NPR,
right. Yeah, and Los Angeles Times. And he kind of gave an elliptical list. So I'm giving a different kind of elliptical list. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through films that I saw at film festivals from around the world, including Cinetopia, which actually had the best collection of films, I must say.
Films, because you took them from all the festivals.
That's right. Then films from 2017 that actually were 2018 films, but Ann Arbor audience didn't see them in 2018. Special screenings that were truly special at the State of Michigan Theater. And then I've also put down 14 favorite films, 7 that are super favorite and 7 that are favorite.
favorite and favorite.
And then we'll talk about Kenneth Turin's list for 2018 and Owen Gleiberman, who's the reviewer for Variety. And he's also from Ann Arbor, Huron High School graduate, University of Michigan graduate, just like me, except he's a better writer. So anyway, so the films...
And he lives in a better climate.
It's true. It's true. He lives in Los Angeles or New York. I'm not sure where he lives. But anyway...
Well, maybe I take that back.
So the films that I saw... So the festivals I went to was Sundance, Berlin, a German art house conference in Leipzig, Germany, and the Seville European Film Festival. So some of the films that I saw at Sundance were Death of Stalin, Won't You Be My Neighbor, Eighth Grade, The Guilty, You Were Never Really There, and Beast and Juliet Naked. Now, we showed all of those either in Cinetopia. Most of them we showed at the Michigan Theater, and they were all terrific. At the Berlin Film Festival, I was basically there for a conference, but I did get to see a couple of films. Isle of Dogs, which was a stop-motion animation film that was great, and The Bookshop, which we played both of those films as well. And then at the German Art House Conference in Leipzig, I got to see The Green Book. It really wasn't a film festival as much as it was a conference, And it was great to get a preview of The Green Book, which I really like.
Yeah, it seems to be making
films.
A whole lot of folks' list, that's for sure.
And then at the Seville European Film Festival, I was on the jury and saw 19 films. And of those 19, Nonfiction, which is a French film about a book executive trying to understand what the impact on modern technology is going to be on books. It's a French comedy, so there's also sex in it, which is always good. Donbass, which is it's not a documentary, but it feels like a documentary about the Russian invasion of Donbass, Ukraine. We gave it the top prize.
Back in 2014, even though we're seeing issues again today.
Absolutely. And it also won a prize at Cannes. Ray and Liz is a British film about this a guy who ended up being a photographer, but his parents were really off the chart in terms of being bad. And it's an autobiographical film that was really insightful in terms of a very, very dysfunctional family. We also gave that one of the top prizes in Seville. Ruben Brandt Collector is an animated film by a Hungarian artist that we're actually going to show in January. And it is just kind of weird and cool about the psychologist who uses art therapy, but all of his patients are criminals, and they go around and because he's having a crisis, they steal art from all over the world and bring it to his lair. It's wacky. I liked it a lot. Joy is a film about human trafficking. It's actually a fiction film with a really great performance by a first-time actress. And then Never Turn Away is another film that we're doing in January or February, and it's set in Leipzig just before, during, and after World War II. It's loosely based on the life of artist Gerhard Richter, and it's very long, but it's beautiful, and it's a really interesting, insightful film in terms of Germany before, during, and after World War II. Now, the Cinetopia films that I like, Woman Walks Ahead, Love, Gilda, Blind Spotting, A Boy, A Girl, A Dream, which is Kasim Bashir's film, who grew up here in Ann Arbor, The Big House, which is a documentary about the Michigan football stadium, Eighth Grade, and The Guilty, those both came from Sundance as well, Hearts Beat Loud, and The Russian Five. The Russian Five was a secretopia about the Red Wing hockey team and the Russian players that they recruited. It was a really great film by
a
Michigan
filmmaker. They were thrilling to watch, and, yeah. And it was film reflected that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And then... So those were the film festival films. I know it's a huge list, but anyway, there's just a lot of great films out there.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It is a post-Christmas cinema chat. David Fair sitting alongside Russ Collins, the executive director of the Michigan State Theaters in Ann Arbor. And what else do we need to know about the goodest and great movies of the year?
Well, some of the goodest films of 2017 we actually saw in 2018. So Ann Arbor audiences saw The Post, Call Me By Your Name, I, Tanya, and Phantom Thread in 2018, although they got the awards for 2017. Now, some special screenings. These aren't always the best films, but they were really special screenings. We had The Leisure Seeker, which was a special screening that we did because the story was based by was based on a novelist from Michigan by the name of Michael Zandorian, and he was at the screening, and it was a lot of fun. The audiences had a lot of questions. He talked about how the movie is so much different than the novel, which isn't unusual. Hereditary was done by a local producer, and a local laser artist, Mike Gould, had his work in this horror film that actually was quite a sensation around the country. We did an old silent film called The Yellow Ticket that had a really interesting musical score, as well as a special presentation of Nosferatu with a musical accompaniment by the Little Bang Theory, which is a toy music ensemble that was really
great. Yeah, I did not make that. How did that turn out? Because normally it's live organ accompaniment or something like that. So how did that musical turn out?
Oh, it was great. It was great. And our organ was down because it was being restored. And this local ensemble of toy who do silent film, you know, like toy pianos.
Right.
And it was really great. Death of Stalin was our direct from Sundance film. White Christmas Sing-Along was a sold out cool holiday event. The Greatest Showman was another sing-along show that we did that was a lot of fun. And it's coming back in January. The other Side of the Wind was the lost Orson Welles film that we showed, and Roma, which is just finished up a run, the Alphonse Cuarón film.
That's making a lot of awards.
Also
lists.
Had and we're, you know, it's a Netflix film. It shouldn't get an award, but it was great to have a special screening of it. Now, my 14 favorite films of the year are Foxtrot, which was an Israeli film, Black Panther, the Ryan Coogler film that starred Michael B. Jordan, Won't You Be My Neighbor, a documentary that I saw three times and I cried like a baby at each one of them, and I'm not a Mr. Rogers guy. I'm too old for it, but I really like that film. RBG,
that was my favorite documentary.
Yep, on Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Black Klansman, Spike Lee back to full powers, doing a great job. Blind Spotting, which we showed at the State Theater. We also showed it at Cinetopia. Davey Diggs directed it, wrote it with his friend Raphael Casal. Really gripping film. I loved it. Eighth Grade, which was the kickoff film. Bo Burnham directed it. Elsa Fisher was the star. It was wonderful. So those are my seven top films. And then seven other films that I really enjoyed. A Woman Walks Ahead with Michael Gray Eyes. It didn't get much of a theatrical release, but it was the hit of Cinetopia. And I loved it. The Old Man and the Gun, the Robert Redford, Sissy Spacek film, was a lot of fun. Beautiful Boy, Steve Carell, Timothy Chalamet, two great performances. Can You Ever Forgive Me, Melissa McCarthy, another great performance. Sorry to Bother You, but this Boots Riley elliptical weird film that was a lot of fun. Another little bit of a weird film, The Favorite, which is currently in the theaters, about 18th century British royalty fighting for a top position in Queen Anne's court. It's a very interesting, cool film. And then Green Book, the Mahershala Ali of Viggo Mortensen starring film that really touches the heart. Now,
you know,
I haven't
come to the conclusion.
What's that?
You saw more movies this year than I've seen in my life.
Well, I do get to see a lot of movies. Now, I haven't seen Mary Poppins, Mary Queen of Scots, Vice, If Beale Street Could Talk, or First, and I missed First Man. I should have seen that. The other four are coming. They're either playing right now. I just haven't had a chance to see them, or they're coming in January.
Right.
So go check that out. Now, Kenneth Turan, he looks at demographics, and studios look at men, women, those those under 25 and those over 25.
So the four categories of demographics.
And if a film is liked by all four categories, it's considered a huge hit. Now, he looks at films in terms of whether they're big studio blockbuster, independent films, foreign language films, or documentaries. And he has a huge list. His two favorite films were Black Panther and David Brainerd's Leave No Trace. But he has a really interesting lineup of films, including 15 documentary films that he saw at Sundance. Now, Owen Gleiberman, his favorite film was A Star Is Born, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is the documentary on Mr. Rogers.
That seems
the
to be
Writer, which we also showed, and a lot of people like Green Book, Chappaquiddick, which was a film on Teddy Kennedy.
Yeah.
Red Sparrow, which a lot of people didn't like. Beale Street Could Talk, again, that's on a lot of people's favorite list. First Man, Wild Wild Country, which is a 6-hour, forget about that one, and Eighth Grade. Anyway, so there was a lot of great films. A lot of people consider this the best year ever. And anyway, I just got to say ta-ta and thanks, filmmakers, for a great, great 2018 in filmland.
Indeed, and that can only lead to a very highlighted award season, and that will be upcoming in the new year, and we'll have it for you here on Cinema Chat. You are listening to 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for the year, and we'll look forward to another in the next.
Happy New Year!